defining the morning papers is how defining the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's how to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller, coming to you from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network. On this Monday, folks, live out of the studios on Monday, is it October 9th already? 2006. Hard to believe. At any rate, this has been a bizarre weekend. Is anybody else experiencing this? Maybe because they've resumed spraying down here in Central Texas. Maybe we're being mind controlled. I don't know. But I've got a horrendous jet lag going on. It almost seems like this is Friday that's left over to Saturday, and somehow I misplaced Sunday and Monday. It's just something really bizarre. Most of the people I've been talking to today aren't here either, and I'm just wondering if, I don't know, I'm just wondering if everybody's losing their mind on this very same day. At any rate, enough of that. I've got on the program today, this gentleman emailed me, and the title of the story was, Want to be a Nurse? Think Again. His wife was a student nurse. She wanted to get a job. She was told, well, you have to take this test. And if you don't pass this test, well, then you don't get to become a nurse. Did it have anything to do with the medical community? Absolutely not. What did it have to do with? Personal financial information? Ooh, now why is that? We're going to be talking to a gentleman that's been looking into this since May, and it's got some pretty scary connotations to it. Back to our good bud and pal, Mr. Bush, part of the No Child Left Behind program. Remember, he wanted to do psychological testing on all school children? Well, they want to do psychological testing on all adults. Well, we'll be talking to Jeffrey here in just a few minutes on this subject. Psychological testing for what? Is this going to be applicable? Is this going to be to some help to a corporation on finding the people that they need by doing psych profiles? We'll get into this subject matter in the first hour of today's program. Scary stuff, folks. It's like Big Brother. Remember in the movie 1984 where they have the TV screen and Big Brother is watching you? They know when you're being naughty. They know if you're being nice. Well, it's kind of like a two-way type of thing. Well, this is kind of a version of it. Finding out who you are in your own home and what your attitudes are on certain things, what your financial status is, how balanced you are with the yin and the yang, or whatever the case may be. Scary stuff. Companies are now doing this. Not a good idea. So we'll be talking with Jeffrey Hills about that in just a couple of minutes. And coming up on the network, after the break, I want to go through some programming changes that we're in the middle of here. Some of the people that you have heard during the week, say a day or two during the week, they'll be moving to Saturdays. So I want to go over the schedule with you folks out there. We'll have it, of course, posted on the web. But just in case you don't have a computer out there, you may want to pay attention to this. At any rate, we'll take the break here, come right back on the other side. In a few minutes, we'll bring up Jeffrey Hills. So you think you want to be a nurse? Think again. Gee, I thought nurses were pretty neat people that had to take hard courses during college to get the work on you. Well, now the government's working on them psychologically.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Knob Creek Gun Range cordially invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. The country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. This three-day event, October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. Hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessories available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Live entertainment Saturday, October 13th, is USA's premier patriotic rock and roll band, Poker Face. Call 502-922-4457 for more information. Again, that's www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All righty, we are back. Programming notes here, folks. The roundtable that we had during the week, these hosts are being shifted to Saturday. And such as Webster Tarpley, well, he would do a live Saturday show, and we would just repeat it on Tuesday. Well, he's just going to be doing his live program on Saturday. James Fetzer, same deal with Mr. Fetzer. Nick Begich was on Wednesdays. He's going to be moving to Saturday. The Officer Jack McLam program is going to stay there. And we're also talking to the Idaho Observer with Don and Ingrid Castle. They're seriously considering coming on a network, as well they should, because this goes hand-in-hand with their newspaper. Newspaper, radio kind of goes together. We're always trying to develop those tie-ins, because all that does, excuse me, folks, all that does is increase the knowledge base for the people who are involved to get the Idaho Observer, or people listen to RBN, or whatever the case may be. So, we will have a definitive on that one. Toot sweet. New hosts that are coming onto the network, Mark Dankoff. He is out of San Antonio. We will tell you more about Mr. Dankoff here as this week unfolds. Also, starting in the old spot that Dan Abramson was in, is Alex Ansari. Outside the Box with Alex Ansari. So we've got some new people coming on board, folks, and Sundays is going to open up real soon on this network. Well, as it should, we've been operating for more than 2 years. It's time we go 7 days a week. So at any rate, make a lot of you people out there that are rebroadcasting real happy, I'm sure. Zach Daniels, Dr. Wynn Parker, John Moore, Steve Shank, Eric Schein, Mark Stevens, they'll all be doing Sundays now. So we will round out. A lot of people like that idea, folks, because they have more time on a Saturday or Sunday. You know, the Saturday program lineup was good before. Now it just got even better. And what we noticed was there's a lot of people that listen on Saturday that could not listen during the week because of schedules or whatever. There's a lot of people out there, just like their regular TV programs. They know what time it's on. Like Wheel of Fortune comes on at, 6:30 Central Time and Monday through Friday. I'm making a joke. But they know the programming slots, and they're always there. But for the people that work different or varying shifts or whatever, hey, this is an opportunity for them just to kick back, do the Saturday chores, be able to tune into the programming. It's a great asset. So it kind of surprised me also, because most people think of weekend programming as the dump ground. Well, that's not necessarily true. A lot of people have more time available on weekends. So glad to hear that, and especially glad to have these fine people on. You know, I was thinking about this today, folks. Sometimes when you're so involved with things, you sometimes miss the merit as to what you're actually doing it and with whom. And I'm speaking in regards here to radio with all the great talk show hosts and all the diverse subject matter that's brought up. And one thing that's puzzling me, though, is that some people they live and die with one program on a network. And if you have somebody on a network that they don't particularly agree with or particularly don't like, they'll piss and moan and stomp their feet and huff and puff and, well, I'm not supporting you because this guy's on your network. Well, and they don't understand. There are people, I'll give you a fine example. Frank Whalen, he's on in the mornings. Now, you people down here in Central Texas can't hear him unless you're listening to, I think, 96.3. Because they have Joyce and Dave Riley on in that time slot, and that's fine. I'm not complaining about that, but I'm making a point that here's a kid. He's 30 years old. Yeah, he's got some tattoos, and I think he's got an earring or whatever. A very interesting guy. He appeals to a lot of younger listeners. Now, some of the old, more reserved, or should I say, strict Bible interpretation people may not like his type of programming, but not everybody is going to like every program that's on this network. Dan Abramson, for example, he's 23 years old. We've got people that, well, you see what they can do. Starting very, very soon, I hope it's this Saturday, Jason Burmis, for instance, Louder Than Words Radio with Jason Burmis. He's going to be on for 2 hours. Younger, he's the old man out of the group. He's 26. But they have a connection and more of a feel. You know, you ever wonder why as parents you can't relate to your teenage children? We seem to cycle through this over and over and over again, that somehow, by experience and age difference, somehow you're not to be trusted. See, that's what they tried to teach us during the 60s. They're part of the establishment. Do not trust them. Don't trust them if they're over 30, you know, that kind of deal. Well, yeah, when you have a cultural revolution going on, you don't want anybody in your ear going, why are you doing this? But we all went through that, did we not? Did we not see that if you've been around long enough, as I have? Didn't you notice that happening during the 60s? So my point is that there is more direct tie-ins to these younger people's minds. And they know how to relate to them better. Some people it doesn't make any difference. You can discuss anything with them. Quantum physics or a better way to build a sandbox, and it doesn't matter. But with other people, they are just real myopic in their... and they weigh heavily every word that comes out of somebody's face. And I said to Frank Whalen this morning, I was talking with him, and I said, you know, I couldn't imagine doing 4 hours of radio every single day. If I give me another 2 hours, and I'm bound to say something that's going to irk somebody or make them mad or whatever. But a lot of people don't understand the reason why we do some of the programming that we do. Would Frank Whalen ever be mistaken for being an absolute 100% strict by the dot exclamation ending and period sentencing of the Bible? No, I don't think so. But there are people listening to this network that are strict Bible adherents, and they know their Bible inside and out, and then they'll take a disagreement with Frank Whalen. But that's not the point. The point is to get the younger minds up there to relate to the younger people, because quite frankly, folks, you old farts out there, we're starting to slow down and we're starting to wear down. You know, we can make the adjustments to the thinking at a later date, but first you got to bring them into the tent, if you know what I'm saying. So there, I was thinking over the weekend, the different programming that we have on this network, and I quite frankly, folks, I'm stunned. I am stunned. And I helped put this thing together. So, what does that tell you? Well, I can just hear one of you crotchety old farts out there going, "See, I told you, Alicia, his cheese slid off his cracker. You see, he's just nuts." No, I know exactly what I'm doing. Sometimes it doesn't sound like it, but we do. So, during the week, folks, I mean, we've got great talk show host. The amount of information, the guests that are interviewed, it's just mind-boggling. And like I said, sometimes you don't see the network for the microphone, I guess you could say. And it just struck me. I was listening to the network over the last couple of days. I didn't go to sleep this morning till 5 a.m. Why? Because I'm sitting in my garage pondering of a little bit of what I'm saying to you today. You know, sometimes in the wee hours of the morning is the only time that I can get a break. And I can be just absolutely, positively alone. And my wife comes out at 4 o'clock in the morning going, "What in the hell are you doing sitting in a garage?" I'm sitting there with a set of headphones on, listening to the music, and just thinking and contemplating. And the only reason she came out is because the dog was confused and didn't know where I was at and was really restless. So the dog was my wife's alarm clock at a time she didn't want to be awoken. But just to say, folks, that it was really striking me that, wow, this is a pretty neat thing. Yeah, I mean, sounds kind of funny, doesn't it? But it's true. But a lot of people that are involved in this type of thing, just themselves, just don't understand how important it is to the people out there listening. If this is making any sense to you whatsoever, I told you it was kind of a jet lag kind of a day, but not really. I mean, it was just some really deep well-thinking. And I am just amazed as I sit here and I look at this lineup to this network with the talent that is here. And a lot of these guys are on the network right now, never did programming before. Never did any programming at all. They were guests on other people's programs, but they never got up. And you think it's easy being a talk show host. It ain't easy. And the one thing that I noticed out of almost to the man or woman on this network is that they are good because they have conviction. Does that make any sense? That they know no fear. Yeah, sure, first couple of shows are a little edgy, a little nervous or whatever. Gee, how am I doing? Am I doing okay? You know, am I doing a good enough job? That kind of thing. But if you notice these people, I mean, Webster Tarpley never did his own show. Dan Abramson never did his own show. You know, Tarpley, James Fetzer never did his own. Dr. Nick Baggage, for as much as this guy has spoken and written books and did appearances and been on people's, he never hosted his own program. And he's doing that on this network. So my qualifications for being a radio talk show host is not necessarily how many years you've been on the air. It's what level of commitment do you have and what is your level of conviction. That overrides nervousness, skittishness, anything else. All right, enough of that diatribing. We'll take the break here, come right back with my guest today. Jeffrey Hills right after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I'll give you an example, just a quick one. I didn't mean to dive down this rabbit hole, but since I'm in this hole, let me tell you about this. I had an email from a concerned person, and Tom, A. Tom out there, A. Tom C., I mean, sometimes we get these emails, and I scratch my head, and I just don't understand. We had a show on Divided Kingdom that was on Monday through Friday. And sometimes you have to make network decisions. And sometimes they do not work to the benefit of those concerned. It works to their detriment. And let me explain. That when you have a program, And it was a good show. It was informative and entertaining and all those things. You know, what more can you ask from a radio show than that there's something in between the time you start and you end, right? Okay. But the numbers on the show were consistently low. And this is an informational network. So if people aren't tuning into a particular show, that must mean that, well, they're doing things, other things at that time, or they're not making a special point to tune in to a certain program. Yeah, but there are people out there that always listen to, you know, programming. And the question is how many of them listen? And like I said, I like the Divided Kingdom people. They're just absolutely great and super people. I mean, bar none. You couldn't find better people. But this is a news and information network, and sometimes you have to make programming changes. Well, evidently this individual did not like my program choice. To whom it may concern, I have been enjoying listening. One of my favorite shows, Divided Kingdom, has been taken off from RBN Radio Station. It's a network, not a station. That's because the scumbag, Michael Collins Piper, want to have an extra hour to run his show. That does not make it right to cause my favorite show, Divided Kingdom, not to be on RBN Live Radio Station. Divided Kingdom brings me uplifting spirit, and Michael Collins Piper brings me to depressing news about what's happening to our country. Now I have to change my mind about supporting RBN Live, tell Michael Collins Piper to hike to someplace else, and I don't have any respect for him now, but I did listen to his show, and I enjoyed it. But now I stopped listening to his show since shows my unconsideration for others that wanted to listen to Divided Kingdom show. You think this is hard reading, folks. Imagine what it was like to write this. I very upset. He ruined our listening pleasure since it is no longer his has balance to get these information on RBN Live Medium. You have to have that balance to weigh the difference to get the source of information accurately, Tom. Now, you see the problem. No matter what you do, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And I left a message on this man's phone, and he has chosen not to call me back. See, very few people that will ever zing you off a nasty little email want to talk to you face-to-face on the phone. I don't like emails. Emails is nothing but the 20th century version of snail mail. It's not live or interactive. Sure, you can respond immediately. You don't have to wait for to seal the envelope and put the stamp on it and address it and then take it to the post office, and then it goes through their system, then it gets dropped off in your box, and then you get to read, and then you get to turn around and respond. No. That's what the hell the internet. That's what email is. It's 20th century without the snail pace. But I don't find that very interesting or conducive interactively to have a conversation. I don't know how people can do this. Well, first off, I'm not the fastest typer in the world. Maybe that's why I don't email more. And some people get upset because I don't answer emails sometimes. Sometimes I don't even see them. But understand that we don't do things on this network for personal grudge reasons or anything like that. It's nothing like that. So, and by the way, Divided Kingdom was offered a weekend program, and they declined that. So, what can you do? You know, you have to make choices sometimes. You don't. I wished I could hire somebody to make these changes for me so I don't have to do it. But that's kind of shuffling the stuff off to Buffalo for stuff that you don't want to deal with yourself. Nah, it's not how I operate. At any rate, just to give you a little taste of, you know, programming choices or decisions or how they're made, because a lot of people don't understand. All they know is they turn the radio on at a certain time of day, and there's that voice they're familiar with, or there's a subject matter that they talk about, or whatever the case. You don't know. You know, and I read emails. I mean, if you email Sandra at rbnlive.com and somebody brings something to my attention, I'll read it. Or if you email Danny at RBN Live, if he thinks the information is important enough, he'll make a copy of it. He'll show it to me. So it's not true that I don't answer emails or I don't read emails. I read the ones that are passed to me by those two fine people. At any rate, just a little bit more background stuff. I said, folks, once I went down that rabbit hole, might as well explore it for a few moments, but just to give you a little bit more insight as to how programming decisions are made or who is on and who's not, and on it goes. The only thing you guys care about is the news and the information and the programming. You've been great listeners out there, good support, well, except during this last pledge drive. But that's a subject for another day. At any rate, now that I've gotten all that off of my chest on the Jet Lag Monday here, we will be right back with my guest today. This is interesting stuff, folks. I was not aware of any of this was going on. And we'll talk to Jeff Hills about that information right after this. Thank you for indulging me, folks. I just had to get up, get that off my chest. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Just to give you an example of what I was talking about during the break, I just talked to my webmaster, Danny Romero, and he was in contact with Ingrey, of Don and Ingrey of the Idaho Observer, and they were running out the door to get their newspaper to print, to press. And she was just absolutely wants to do the program on Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. I guess that would be 8 to 10 their time, West Coast. And the decision is being made as they drive to their publisher as we speak. So to just give you a little insight of how stuff happens sometimes. And I've got Jeff. Just hang on there a few more minutes, Jeff. I've got Jeff in Texas has got a comment about the scheduling. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, John. Thanks. Listen, what you're doing, you know, being like the last bastion, one of the last bastions of free speech, the backbiting and the emails are inevitable. You know that.
Well, I wish it weren't. I wish it weren't so. Especially if somebody proclaims that they like a type of programming because it's spiritual in nature, and then turn around and call people scumbags and everything else.
Well, I think that last letter was just indicative of somebody who didn't like another show. And I can, you know, I am a born-again Christian. I was saved 3 years ago, and I can tell you there are shows on your network that offend me. That being said, I'm not going to tell you that I don't want them to be played. You know, I like people like Rick Adams. I disagree with him on some certain theological points, but
sure.
he's an honorable man,
sure.
and we can agree to disagree on things.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are areas when things go too far, and I'll tell you right now, I can give you an example, the Repair the Breach program that comes on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
I've heard the Zach Daniel person say libelous, slanderous things about Jesus and about the Trinity, that if, you know, Jesus were just a normal, average Joe alive right now, they would be grounds for legal action. It's pure libel and slander. For example, he has said that the name of Jesus is a name of blasphemy and that it's etymologically related to Zeus. He said that the Trinity originates in the mystery religions of Babylon. I mean, at some point, I think some of these guests, or at least that one, goes too far.
Yeah. Well, and I can understand your viewpoint. And the one thing that I've never done on this network is tell people what they can say or what they can say it or how they can say it. Yeah, the only issue that I had to put a stop to, because I got every skinhead Nazi group out there starting to nibble around the periphery of this network, is some programming, when they talked about Zionism, it just automatically got lumped into the Jewish thing. And
yeah, I know who that is.
And you know, it's Jew this and Jew that. And I went,
right.
Wait a minute here. You people better start making a distinction as to what you're talking about. Because,
right.
you know, the pedophile priest that used to be in your diocese is not an indictment against the entire Catholic Church.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I have always told them, you know, when you get on that Zionism subject, I do not wish to offend good Jewry out there, so watch your step. That's the only time I've ever stepped in and said anything.
Yeah, I would just, you know, my only, you know, on the whole, I think you're absolutely right. I think you're doing a great job. I would just say, please keep your antenna up for people who cross that line and go into pure slander and libel.
I appreciate your call. Thank you very
much,
John.
Thank you, John. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. See? I mean, it's easy, folks, if you just dialogue about stuff like that. And I'll... Quite frankly, I'll be honest with you. I'm not up that time of the day to listen to that program. So, hey, be that as it may. You know, there are varied opinions on this network. I don't necessarily share all the opinions of what people say or how they say it. There are ways, you know, I was listening to another talk show host this morning, and they were talking about, you know, what it's like, basically, I don't know if they're aware of it or not, but what it's like doing radio. And how some people 10 years ago would call you an absolute wingnut if you dared bring up a particular subject. Well, now those criticizing calls have fallen off. It's 110% worse than what they thought when we were talking about this 10 years ago. But that is the nature of this type of broadcasting. And it's fascinating to watch people, how they either grow or they stunt themselves and jump back down that rabbit hole. Without any further ado here, and I appreciate Mr. Hills hanging online while I go through that diatribe, but I just felt motivated to share that with the listeners. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, well, I appreciate you hanging on.
No problem.
I said about 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes after the top of the hour. I apologize for my diatribe, but I felt it necessary.
John, the cheese fell off my cracker a long time ago, but I'm not buying hair in the can anymore.
You're not buying what?
The hair in a can.
Oh, the hair in a can.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the stuff that you spray on?
Yeah, I'm not buying it anymore.
Oh, the stuff that... Wasn't that fascinating? I thought, you know, if they could sell that, I can remember Pet Rocks. But if they can... To get rid of your bald spot, what he's referring to, remember the commercial that the guy would have the balding spot on the back of his head? And
That never bothered me. I always tried to make a beard out of it.
And you spray your head so your bald spot is not noticeable. I mean, hey, if people will buy that, they'll buy anything. I'm telling you. Hey, speaking of buying stuff,
yeah.
your wife, Kathy, bought into the... And it's folks... I got into arguments with my sister, which is a registered nurse, triage. She absolutely loves it. She's a type A personality and just absolutely feeds off of being triage in an emergency room. That's her best first destiny in life. And we used to get into these conversations about, well, when I worked for GM, I was getting more money per hour than she was. And, well, yes, but I said, have you ever worked in 120, 130 degree heat? Yep. You know, so it was the wage parity argument that I don't think has still been settled, as well as, are the men supposed to lift the toilet seats, or is it the woman's job? Anyhow, those were two areas of impasse. But being a nurse, and this is a chosen profession, it's literally a lifeline. This is what makes the hospitals and the doctors work at their amazing efficiency, if you buy that. But at any rate, they are a very necessary component in the health film industry. And you would think that this country needs good qualified nurses, both LPNs and RNs. You would think that if you were smart enough to go to school, smart enough to sit through all the classes and pass all the tests, it is not easy to become a nurse in this country. Well, my guest here, Jeff, found out exactly how hard it is sometimes to become a nurse. And if you would, sir, explain how you came across this information you're about ready to tell us.
Oh, okay, John. Maybe the listeners want to grab a pencil, too, and a piece of paper, because I've got a phone number and a website that they can contact if they want to follow up or go on the net and do some research. This started some time ago. She's operated her own business for about 15 years. She had a commercial residential cleaning business. And she wanted to, you know, she thought, well, I think I'm going to go find another career. So she went into the insurance industry. And this was back a few years ago. And she got all her insurance licenses. And then she was going around being hired by certain companies that needed shotgun agents. And that would be where they hire multiple insurance agents, because it wasn't any cost to them. But what she found was, if it was a business on Main Street that had to maybe invest money in this type of thing in an office, she couldn't pass the personality test. And that got to a point to where she just basically gave up her insurance licenses and went back to the cleaning business that she had.
Now let me stop here, because what you just said was that she could not get into the real estate game, of which she had been involved with before, because she couldn't pass the personality test?
Well, it was insurance, for life insurance.
Yeah,
and
but okay, real estate insurance, I don't care what it is. She couldn't pass a personality test.
Yeah, could not pass a personality test, and that happened quite a few times. And, you know, the reality is, this, with Catherine, I'm a good dancer, because she owns a gun, and that's the type of person she is. She's a straight shooter. I've got a couple toes missing, and that's why she's a straight shooter. But no, she's a very nice person. She's very direct, very conscientious. I've been trying to get her to go and to go become a nurse for years, and this is her second associate degree and also a vocational certificate that she had. When I first met her, I met her in a vocational center down in Westland, William D. Ford Technical Center.
I know where it's at, exactly where it's at. I used to live in Westland.
Graphics and filmmaking. I was there for when I met her. But she finally decided to go do this. This is about 3 years ago, and she went to North Central College up there in Petoskey, and you know, she graduated. Now, to become a nurse, to get through this program, it's intensive. They say that there's a third of the students that end up in divorce, and the family literally has to support the student, because you're walking on eggshells. It goes from morning to night.
Right.
You've got the clinical, you've got the, you know, the books. I've heard it
described almost as hard as a doctor doing his internship, with pulling 24 to 30 to 36 or 48 hour shifts.
Yes, it is horrible. And the family is, I mean, you're drugged through this. And it gets to be, you know, like I said, there's it's very stressful. But the time that she was in school, there was a test that was being issued by the ERI, and that's at eriworld.com. And towards the end of school, they came up and said, you have to pass this test or you're not going to graduate. And during the whole course of the schooling, you didn't have to pass the test. You had to take it. You were forced to take it or lose a grade point.
Now, in this EWIworld.com...
ERI.
ERI.
Okay.
I'm sorry, ERI dot... World, or E-I, I'll get it straight, E-R-I-World.com.
Yeah.
It wasn't a test on anaphylactic shock or how to spot somebody with diabetes or...
It was a skills and assessment, that's what they said.
Uh-huh.
And then when the majority of the students couldn't pass the test, that's when I stuck my nose in this, and I called the school, the nursing board, and this company. And I had a salesman, Dennis, at ERI World, tell me that they were testing in a psychological component way using a Roche latent trait measurement for stress. And I said, well, why would you be testing for stress? And then another person there working there, I think her name was Jackie, said they were testing to see why students drop out of school. Well, anybody, that's a straight question. How come? Because it's stressful. You're not working.
Money problems.
Money problems. Kath lost her business. Her business has failed because she was too busy doing this. It was a career change move. So, and now ERIs, they won't respond to me at all. And I did file the Freedom of Information, got the paperwork, and it clearly states that they were testing for money and stress in the home. So,
but they were telling you that you would not receive a state license or certificate.
No. That's only in college, okay? That's something that the Michigan Nursing Board has implemented here in Michigan. That's why you're in college. So then when you do graduate from this program, you have a state test, which is owned by the National Board of Nursing. And I think it's NSCDN or something like that. You can type in National Board of Nursing and find it. It's called the NCLEX test. And this test is given... with a computer. It's called computer adaptive testing. They say it's standardized, but in actuality it's individualized because the algorithms pick the questions by the answers that you give it. And according to a lot of the nursing students, which are talking anonymously, because you cannot talk about this test before, during, or after, you're fingerprinted, you're mugshot, you're videotaped and audiotaped while you're taking this test. It's $200 every time you take it. You can only take it three times, and then you have to go back to the review course, and which I believe is ERI, that nobody could pass last in May of 2006. You can only take the NCLEX test for your state licensing to become a registered nurse only three times. Now, the nursing board, the Michigan Nursing Board, are the ones that are set the curriculum in the colleges. Ironically, some of the nursing students are saying they were tested for items that they never had in college. Now, some people get a 75-question test. Some people get 265-question tests. You never know. And you have to travel to the middle of the state to take this test. It's an overnight stay. The nursing board sells a review course. They do not recommend it. I have an email on our website that they sent me because I was asking, what can she do to review this? She reviewed with this course, with that course, with this course. Study morning to night to go take this test, and then fails it.
Yeah, and what percentage did you say initially that the people that took this test failed it?
It varies from state to state, but there's 15 to 25% of these nursing students that do not pass this test. And that's varying from state to state. It seems like some of the liberal states have a higher passing rate than the Bible Belt.
Now, Jeff, we're talking about people that go to nursing school.
Absolutely.
That pass this very tough curriculum, and it is demanding. And you have to, every year, you're up for review for renewal of your license.
I'm not sure if it's every year, but I can tell you this. You're not going to go take this test unless you've got the...
No, I'm not talking about the test that you're... I'm talking about the standard... the standard curriculum they have as being a member of the nursing society, say that. Every year, you're critiqued. You're
sure.
Looked at every single year, proficiency, whatever else.
Yes. And during the time, this test, this computer adaptive testing has been coming in the nursing industry for about 10 years now. And the passing and failing rates are bouncing around like a red rubber ball. And if you type in Minnesota model and this type of thing, you'll start to see the multiphasic psychological testing that's going on. My website, if I could give that
sure,
out.
Sure, go ahead.
That's www.socanon.com, and that's SOCANON.com, SOCANON.com. That stands for Socialism Anonymous. And we help you give up socialism like AA helps you give up beer. But you know, we sort of fell into this. You know, we had no idea that this was taking place. But the insurance industry debacle there, that sort of got me investigating. And what I've ran across is that you have the Bush administration, which has No Child Left Behind and these standardized tests, and there's the educational testing service that's in the preschool to, you know, high school.
Right.
You've got the SATs that are having these psychological tests. You've got numerous jobs now from accountants to CPAs to massage therapists. Everybody's getting a test. And then I ran across this funny aspect that the Bush administration has the Freedom Commission, where every American should have a psychological test. Now, we live in an area in northern Michigan that has two bars and a post. And the local gas station here, I was told by a girl that's working in there, she had to take a survey, which is a psychological test.
You mean at your local Stop and Rob? The person had to take a psych test.
You want to sell candy bars and gas? You gotta have the test.
I don't mean to laugh here. This is not funny, but this is how ridiculous this is. More on this subject with Jeff Hills right after this. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We are back. Now, Jeff, we know that Bush, with his No Child Left Behind program, to do these psych tests on our school children so we can cookie-cutter these little people We first heard of the school to work program.
There you go.
They would psychologically examine you to see what they figured, the state, the realm that is, figured where they could pigeonhole you and what your attributes and what your strong personality traits are and how you would best be molded into a job slot that some bureaucrat could determine.
Correct. And I think, John, that's basically been expanded, because if you take and type in DARPA or Total Awareness Network, are you familiar with that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, you type in Total Awareness Network, TIA, change name, and you're going to find that the budget stopped for Total Awareness with Poindexter monitoring and everything.
Right.
And it went to top sale in basketball. And if you start looking at the conferences that these testing companies are going to, DARPA's hanging around. And there's a large amount of money that's being funneled, I think, through the military into these testing programs. Now, that's my opinion. Okay, I still haven't been able to reach that point yet. I haven't found the database, let's say at the NSA, that has the gigantic database that's been on some of the programs like Discovery Channel and that, to where they're cross-referencing phone calls, your friends and family. You have a survey at the big box retailers that just ask you questions, your mother's maiden name, and this type of thing. Now, so now you have bloodline, you have a psychological profile, you have the RFID chip, you have the banking, you have the monitoring of the email and the phone calls, you have, what else is there, your medical records? So now, let's say that you want to be, you want to sell candy bars and gasoline. You have to have a survey. So then, all of a sudden, there's a database that has your survey in it. You go to Kentucky down to maybe fry some chicken, and they ring it up on the computer, and, oh, I see you failed your test in Frederick. We can't hire you here because you can't pass the survey. Now, the survey has questions on it. A friend of mine's a truck driver. He took a survey, and they were asking him, what is a tomato? Is it a fruit or a vegetable? And he said, I don't know what this has got to do with, you know, hauling motorcycles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he would never be accused of dealing and dropping his load on a tomato picker someplace.
Never.
Yeah, okay.
So then he's at this other trucking company, and they show up there to do a survey, and he refuses to do it. They drag him down to Ohio, and corporate flies in and says they're taking a lot of heat because of this test or survey. And, you know, he hands them our flyer from SoCannon.com. I'll throw that plug in again. But, and by the way, SoCannon.com is the forum. Anybody can go there and register. There's no charge. And it's writers and authors from 1960 on up that's been talking about the huge gossip pile in Washington and the psychological testing before you get employed.
So, and the only analogy I can offer to the listening audience in my limited capacity today, say that you're a renter of an apartment and you had some dispute with the management company or the landlord of said apartment complex or whatever. Folks, you end up, whether it was justified, the owner or the management company was justified with putting your little name on a list. There your name was on the list, and you were turned down for rental consideration at anybody else's rental property, not only in the city or the county or the state that you're in, but nationwide. That's been going on for a number of years. So now if you want to sell candy bars and gasoline at your local Stop and Rob, and for whatever reason you quit or you failed your test, guess what? You don't get to sell candy bars and gasoline for anybody else, because guess what? You've been blackballed. We'll take the break here, second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. It's Orwellville, folks. Have you been to your local NSOC meeting lately? We'll be right back.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.